We recently heard the story here of Cameron Todd Willingham's conviction and execution for the arson deaths of his three young children. Journalist David Grant of The New Yorker magazine described how the forensic evidence in that Texas murder case was reviewed by outside experts, and how the Texas Forensic Science Commission was likely to conclude that an innocent man had been wrongly convicted and put to death. Well, here is the latest twist to this story. Texas Governor Rick Perry, who has expressed confidence in the verdict and the sentence, removed three of the eight commissioners yesterday, forcing the cancellation of a key hearing. David Mann of the Texas Observer has been following all this, and he joins us from Austin. And David Mann, what was the commission supposed to do tomorrow that it won't be doing?
They were supposed to meet in Irving, Texas, where they were going to continue their investigation into the Willingham case. And they were scheduled to hear from Craig Byler, who's a national arson expert and recently produced a report on the Willingham case for the commission, in which he concluded that the fire was likely accidental, which concurs with the conclusions of many of the other national experts who have looked at this case. But after Rick Perry's actions yesterday, that meeting has been canceled and won't be happening.
It'll be canceled because there are now new commissioners, including a new chairman, who aren't up to speed. How routine or extraordinary was the replacement of the commissioners?
It's certainly not routine. Now, the three commissioners who were replaced, all their terms had expired in September. And the governor, as the governor's office has pointed out, has the authority to replace these commissioners and choose whoever he wants. But these commissioners had been serving for several years, particularly the chairman of the commission. He had done a lot of the work to get this commission off the ground. It had only been around since 2005, and he wanted to keep serving. So certainly the timing has raised a lot of questions in people's minds about the governor's motivation for this.
Now, according to the Dallas Morning News, the newly appointed chairman, Williamson County DA John Bradley, is, and I quote, considered one of the most conservative hardline prosecutors in Texas. First, does that square with what you know, and is that a change from his predecessor?
That's an accurate description. There are certainly many criminal justice reform advocates in Texas who would use probably slightly harsher language in relation to John Bradley. He's a very bright guy, but he has a reputation in Texas for being a hardline prosecutor. And his predecessor as chairman of the commission, Sam Bassett, was a defense attorney. And Sam Bassett really wanted to push the commission to investigate allegations of poor forensic work in Texas, and especially in arson cases and the Willingham case is very high profile, and Bradley has not committed to continuing the Willingham investigation. He's canceled the hearing and hasn't said whether he will reschedule the hearing and whether he plans to produce a final report.
Yes, Willingham's case is egregious in that he was not only convicted, but he was executed. But you've written a series of stories about arson cases in Texas this year for The Observer, and there does seem to be a systemic problem here with arson cases.
There's a huge problem here. Arson is one of the few crimes where you can be convicted on the testimony of a single forensic expert. If an expert gets up on the stand and says, I know this fire was arson because of XYZ, chances are you're going to be convicted. Anybody with an insurance policy has a built-in motive, and the problem comes in when that forensic evidence may not be correct. And much of the old assumptions about what constituted arson has turned out to be incorrect. There are, at this moment, nearly 800 people serving arson sentences in Texas prisons, and many of those people were convicted 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I found at least three with serious problems where innocent people may have been convicted. Now, they're still serving in prison. They weren't executed as Cameron Todd Willingham was. But we are looking at a systemic problem. And that's one of the reasons that the work of the Forensic Science Commission is so important. There's no going back on the Willingham case now, unfortunately. But if you can learn lessons about what happened in the Willingham case and apply it going forward, that's one of the ideas behind the Forensic Science Commission. And now it's in doubt about whether that will happen.
David Mann of the Texas Observer, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Robert.